As long as we're talking, and we're going to get to ER-positive metastatic disease later, what about CDK4/6 inhibitors in HER2-positive, ER-positive disease, George?
Well, don't have any published data yet, though there's certainly active trials going on with all three of the CDK4/6 inhibitors that I'm familiar with. Preclinically, there's no particular reason to believe that it wouldn't work. CDK4/6 inhibitors probably don't work very well in ER/PR-negative tumors because a lot of them have inactivating mutations. But if you have an ER-positive, HER2-positive tumor, then the preclinical data would say that it's certainly a reasonable thing biologically.
Have you or would you attempt to access a CDK inhibitor, Sarah, in HER2-positive disease?
I have. I shouldn't, but I have. These are the patients who really have gone through like 10, 11 lines of therapy and have ER-positive, HER2-positive breast cancer, and I have seen it work. These are patients I'd love to put on the monarcHER study that Sarah Tolaney is leading, looking at abemaciclib and trastuzumab, but she's combining it with fulvestrant, and most of my patients have had fulvestrant, so they're excluded from that study.